You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We have a very busy show coming up today. Our friend and colleague and recent travel companion, Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show from 2 to 4 across the network, joining us after the 9:30 news. We're going to talk about Wisconsin's own Sean Duffy.
Oh, boy.
Head of the Department of Transportation. Something happened over in Minot, North Dakota yesterday.
They're just having all the bum luck.
Yeah, not good. It was not good. So we will be talking about that with Todd. Also, this is breaking now just as we're coming on the air. Departments of Justice Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche on Twitter this morning announcing that they are going to interview Ghislaine Maxwell about information related to the Epstein files.
So this is going to be their, third, fourth, tenth conversation with her?
This will be the first one.
They've never talked to her before?
They have never spoken to her before. And now they need some distraction because people aren't happy.
No, they're not happy, but there are definitely a lot of individuals who want to, quote unquote, help the cause by also saying things like, we need to focus on other things and move on. This isn't important.
Nothing to see here.
Weird, because 2 weeks ago, it was the end all be all of importance. And now all of a sudden, we've got things to take care of, Jane, that are more important. Like, I don't know. I really don't know. Yeah. I have no idea.
Well, we're gonna kick that around with Todd around 9:50. In hour number two, Corrine Hendrickson, who has been on the show many, many times, child care, daycare, owned a daycare center in Wisconsin, is now going to close it.
Yes.
Has announced she has to close her daycare center because even though in the state budget that was agreed to, what was it, last 2 weeks ago? A couple of weeks ago. And did not include all of the child care funding that had been asked for. And she just can't make it. She just can't make it. So Corrine Hendrickson is going to be joining us after the 10 o'clock news for a little update about that. And then we will lighten it up.
Yes.
As we do.
With what, Jane?
It's called Audio Sorbet.
Oh, I heard this is fun. Oh, my God. Are those harps?
They are harps.
Where do those come from?
It's a cleansing for our brains. A little cleansing for our ears. Just a chance to get away from politics and more serious things and take a breath and laugh a little bit.
Audio Sorbet, a shower for your brain.
I like that.
Thank you.
Shower your brain with us after 10:30. Yes, you can keep your clothes on, whatever works for you. Audio Sorbet today is going to be subtitles or dubbing. How do you watch television, streaming, whatever?
Yeah.
Do you keep the subtitles on? Or will you watch a dubbed program? That's coming up after 10:30. We had a pretty interesting discussion about this as we were getting ready to go on the air.
Get your answers ready. We'll be coming up with that, as always, at 10:35.
You can send them in now.
You can do that by getting on the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, download it to your device right now. You can go to the App Store, your Google Play, or your Apple Store, and you can download it. Just search us, Civic Media, and download it. It's free.
Yes.
Customizable. And that way, when you have it, you can contact us. You can text us. You can call through the app. You can also leave a voice note.
New feature.
New feature, voice note. And it also comes in handy for when we do our ticket giveaways like we're doing on Friday.
Free Ticket Friday.
Exactly. We're giving away a 4-pack of tickets to an upcoming Brewers game. We'll tell you more about that later on the show, what day and who they will be playing. But it's 4-pack of tickets in the club level section, which
nice
is
seats.
Comfy, cushiony seats, carpeted hallways, private bathrooms.
Bathroom access, very important.
Special staircase. Who doesn't love a special staircase? But you can do all that by getting the Civic Media app on your device and let us know your thoughts on dubbing or subtitles.
Dubbing
for audio
or subtitles. And then we'll wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's the Here Kitty Kitty edition.
Oh,
it's a good one.
It's a good one.
It is a good one. They're all pretty good. Yeah. We like our tisbets. So that is all on the way. We did want to give you a little heads up as well. We're going to be off tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Rothschild is going to be slipping in and covering for us. We have our annual host meeting at the world headquarters of Civic Media in Madison. It's our once a year meeting where they hit us around the face with sticks, with our face and neck. And it's just, you know, keeping everybody in line.
I've been told to say nothing, so I say nothing.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Yeah. So, yes, we're going to be in Madison all day tomorrow, but Matt Rothschild will be here, and he's done a great job covering for us in the past. Yeah. We're very, very appreciative of that. All right, we wanted to start off with this, though. This from WisPolitics. And the headline reads, MMAC leader says Trump just wrong on tariffs.
So tell me more about this big, gigantic liberal telling me that Donald Trump is wrong on tariffs. Who is this lily-livered lefty lunatic?
Yes, the crazy lunatic lefty president of the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce is Dale Coenga.
I've heard of him.
Yeah, he was a Republican lawmaker here in Wisconsin.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
Just want to say that again.
Yeah.
In case some people are not hearing correctly. Dale Coenga is a Republican.
Yeah.
And says Donald Trump is just wrong on tariffs, as trade and key partners are the ones who take a hit amid the uncertainty about U.S. policies. Because, again, with this Mr. Dealmaker,
yeah,
great deals in 90 days. Well, we're past that now.
Far past that.
Now it's in 2 weeks. Or a deal here, a deal. They're trickling in. The Trump administration says they're being inundated with calls. Everybody wants to make a deal.
Okay.
We just can't announce them yet.
No, and if I'm not mistaken, I feel I'll look this up right this moment, but I feel like there actually hasn't been a single deal made.
Well, he keeps moving the deadlines. It's like, don't cross this line. Wait, let me move it. Don't cross this line. Well, I'll push that back too.
Oh, according to this, we have struck a few deals with some countries.
What, like four? Vietnam?
One, two, European Union, Indonesia, China, United Kingdom and Vietnam, which, you know, hey, nothing to shake a stick at. It's more deals than I've done. But the way they make it sound like it, I think they said something like 200 deals. I'm like, there's only 192 countries.
Mm.
But also the notion that what you just said here is that maybe if the tariff deal was announced and actually stuck to, like, hey, we're going to raise tariffs on Canada by 5%. And then do that instead of saying we're going to raise tariffs on Canada 250,000%. Oh, we're just kidding. It's 12%. It's constantly being changed. There's no consistency.
Well, they're moving the line all the time,
and that's something business doesn't like. Although, I want to check the stock market. I feel like the stock market had initial problems in April, like when we lost, you know, like 5% of our worth on the stock market. But now I feel like the stock market just knows that no matter what happens, whatever he says, it's going to be fine because he'll walk it back and change his mind. And so those huge dips aren't happening as much as they were because they're just like, just give it. If in 48 hours it still looks like this, then maybe. But for now, just let it go.
What does that tell you? That Wall Street is ignoring Trump, essentially. It's like, yeah, he says that now. Let's just ignore it for a couple days. You're right. And see what happens.
Yeah.
That's so comforting. citing those close to the president, as well as Donald Trump's own remarks, Dale Coenga said, Trump truly believes tariffs are a positive economic tool. He's just wrong about that, says Coenga, the Republican who previously served in the state Senate. He also pointed to a large consensus of mainstream economists across the political spectrum who say more free trade is better than tariffs. Are you kind of pointing to, like, I don't know, science and math and all that stuff? I don't know that that's going to fly, Dale.
Well, I mean,
we don't believe science anymore. Well, some people don't believe science anymore.
This is just another example of what a former politician can do and say when they leave office.
Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing how they don't have to worry about backlash or punishment. They're unencumbered to speak the truth. And the truth isn't a – I mean, he takes a slight – he takes a swipe at university funding and research in the – so he's not some liberal – he's not some former Republican who's now a Barack Obama liberal.
No.
He's still a conservative.
Yes.
And he has conservative beliefs. He's just speaking common sense and logically that when you raise tariffs, prices go up, we have to pay, and that puts a strain on the economy. And that has been explained seven ways to Sunday.
Yes.
On various social media news programs. Where it's that thing of like, how do you not understand this at this point? And I feel like the tariff discussion, for those who are still very like, MAGA, like they're like, oh, they love MAGA. They just can't get enough of it. They kind of say like, well, the tariffs are the tariffs. Don't worry about that. Because they know that they're going to pay more. They already know they're going
to
pay more.
Well, we were told that. We were told that, yes, to expect 2 years of pain.
Elon said 2 years of pain. And the president said on Truth Social, just deal with it. So it just goes back to the thing of like, we keep on explaining this point that the prices are going to go up and the economy can get worse. And we are now 5 months into the administration, as James Vanderloo said, who is the president of OEC Milwaukee. He said that it's going to take 3 to 6 to 12 months to understand the full impact of these tariffs as they are solidified, because right now the deals have been struck with less than a dozen countries. But we will see the impending pain that is supposedly coming.
Well, and again, as you said, it takes a while for this to show up. Port of Milwaukee director,
yeah,
is seeing lower activity overall. Port director Jackie Carter says salt shipments coming from Canada are almost 60% lower than at this point last year. Some of that has to do with what we had in stock and where we don't have space to replace those cargoes. But a lot of this has to do with a slower start to the year because of all the uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
And as Coinga points out to the port figures, he says, by the way, we don't have salt mines in Wisconsin. So saying we don't need it from Canada, we'll just make it here. We can't make salt here.
No, Jane, you're wrong. We're just gonna make it. We're gonna create salt mines. We're gonna put kids in there. They're gonna mine that salt, and then America will be great again because we got kids working good jobs. They'll pay them, I don't know, $1 an hour. But yeah, also in that same article, it says that, you know, Wisconsin has a trade surplus, $2 billion trade surplus with Canada, because Wisconsin is a very powerful manufacturing sector. So we could lose that surplus and lose that viability if these things continue. These tariffs have knock-on effects for not only the consumer, but also the people who are in the industries that the tariffs affect. They're going to be affected because, as we saw with ginseng, if it becomes too expensive for Canada to take our goods, they'll find somewhere else.
Absolutely.
And they'll never come back.
Exactly. That we're still reeling from Trump 1.0 the first time around, with all the markets that our farmers lost because of that mess. Gene from Eau Claire, I see you on the line. We will take you on the other side. We got a text from Don in Waukesha I want to share with you as well. You can join us at 855-752-4842. Stay close. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, and Sweet Calby coming to you live from our home here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Right before we had to take a break, we were talking about tariffs and the former Republican lawmaker here in Wisconsin, the head of the Metro Milwaukee Association of Commerce, says President Trump is just wrong on tariffs because trade and key partners are the ones who take the hit. He didn't mention U.S. consumers because we take the hit as well.
Absolutely.
But that's kind of a from the administration line.
And in other news, breaking, Dale Cuenca is labeled as Rhino by the MAGA party. This just in, Dale Cuenca, Rhino.
Rhino.
Because he dare speak against Dear Leader. And honestly, as I mentioned before, just said something that's based in logic and common sense.
Yeah,
and
it doesn't even... Well, we can't have that.
Doesn't even take, honestly, doesn't take economists or doesn't take, you know... finance experts to explain how tariffs work. It really doesn't.
Apparently it does.
Oh my God.
Apparently it does. 855-752-4842 if you'd like to join us. Jean from Eau Claire has been patiently waiting. Good morning, Jean. Thanks for joining us.
Well, good morning, guys. Now, this is my own personal biased opinion. Okay?
Okay.
And my first response is, duh. And another thing is, gow dang, I don't even call him by his name. I call him like DJT. It's like a disease or illness that's infected our entire country and the world. But I'll go aside from there. And he's like a weapon of mass destruction through weapons of deception and chaos. As he takes from the poor and gives it to the wealthy, hey, they got their pocketbooks open and they're running to the banks. Well, anyway, also... I hope people are watching the hearings with his yes men who are now running our country, taking from our departments that every single American depends on and spending it for his alligator Alcatraz. Boy, people ought to look at that. And every country is watching us. And they're wondering, what the devil's going on with those Americans?
Yeah.
They must be different than what we thought of because they keep voting these people in. So people wake up and watch those hearings. Watch the hearings on Epstein. Oh, my gosh. You know, hey, we've got a history of pedophilia in the Republican Party. I'm sorry to tell you. I mean, the Democrats, they may do some things too there, but the pedophilia that they, you know, don't look at me. Look at that guy over there who really isn't doing it, but I'm going to distract you and point him out. And, you know, the guy... I can't remember his full name. He was a speaker in the House, and he was Republican.
Oh, Denny Hastert.
Dennis Hastert.
Yeah, Denny Hastert. Yep.
Yes. And the way they went after people all the time, and here that man was in prison. I don't know where he is now because there's too much going on to follow up on that one. But he had young boys. And, you know, this is so alarming to me because people need to wake up and look at the facts and see what's going on here. And that man needs to be sent home or wherever they want to put him, in a prison, really and seriously. But that's my opinion. And you guys have a good day. And I'm continuing watching those hearings because you know what? They don't have budgets and they don't know where a lot of the money's going, billions. So pay attention, folks, because you're getting robbed blind. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jean. You keep watching them.
Yeah.
You keep them watching them. Keep them honest.
Jean's on your tail.
She is. And I applaud Jean for
absolutely.
She really watches what's going on. Yes. She does. Don from Waukesha texted in, listening on WAUK. General Motors, I saw this yesterday. General Motors reported that its core profit sank over 32% in the second quarter. This as tariff headwinds sapped $1.1 billion from its results. The big three automakers warn the hit will be deeper in the current quarter, providing food for thought to investors who are looking at the Trump trade policy.
And when I'm thinking about, you know, when we were discussing the farmers from Trump 1.0 being decimated through various
and then they got their bailout.
But that's the thing is, they get their bailout. They got, I think it was $12 billion. This country has a history of bailing out the auto industry in recent years. So if they lose enough, what stops Detroit and other manufacturers from just putting their hand out saying, hey, we're about to go under, we need your help? And Trump saying, well, yeah, I got you. We'll put together a package because we have to save the auto industry.
Well, I'll put together a package for you. Want to donate to my library?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's how things work within the Trump world. What are you going to give me if I give you?
Absolutely.
It's very much a quid pro quo transactional kind of thing.
Which if that does happen, I'm just going to put this out here, I would love to see Elon Musk's reaction because... they're his competition and he doesn't like them and blah, 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 all that stuff. But yeah, I foresee bailouts more than just the farmers. And honestly, I don't even like calling it bailouts to the farmers because they were hit without, like, this wasn't nefarious on their part. They needed help and they got help and that's good. But I don't know, the auto industry, two bailouts in, and this has not happened, by the way. It's just how I see it, the pieces falling down the road.
Well, we'll watch it.
Yeah, exactly.
Watch it and see what happens. We have news coming up next, and then when we return, our friend and colleague Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show from 2 to 4 across the network, joining us on the other side, Wisconsin's own Sean Duffy. You may want to go to Minot, North Dakota. I think there's some things going on there. That's all on the way. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning and welcome to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, the Board Lord, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We just got back from several days on the road, and now he is back with us once again. Todd Alba from the incredible Todd Alba Show, 2 to 4 across the Civic Media Network, is live from his patio in Madison. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Jane, Greg, Kelvin, together again. It's so the Muppets, right?
Yeah. Yes.
We're back together again after spending much of last week together. What a thrill. It was great. We had a great time at all the stops, but that cabin at Lena's in the North Woods there, Lena's Northern Pines Resort. Greg Bach and I went out, had coffee in the morning. It was absolutely quiet, and we both looked up and said, "Serenity now!" As George Costanza once said in Seinfeld. So, yeah, it was great.
It was just a wonderful trip, and thanks again to everybody who put it together and helped pull this off, and all of our wonderful guests, and we just had so much fun. It was fantastic. Hopefully, we'll be able to do another one. I'd like to get back on the road.
Looking I think forward
we should,
to it.
Yeah, we should get ourselves back on the road next month or two.
We talked about this, the three of us, over a beverage or two, and I think we kind of all agreed, you guys correct me if I'm wrong, one of the greatest, not the greatest takeaway, at least for me, is I always get more out of going on the road than I feel like I give into the community to visit, because I get so much out of it listening to people on the ground. It reminds me of what's really important, the vast majority of Wisconsinites, and it's just nice to finally, you know, we do this every day, and we're looking, in your case, you guys are looking at each other, I'm looking at a wall or Zomers or out on State Street, and, you know, you think, well, is anybody listening sometimes?
Right.
And then when you meet the people who are, and they tell you what's really on their mind, that just re-energizes me. So I thank all of our listeners and viewers.
Yes, very much so. And just to have the folks, we had Logan stop by when we were Hayward. We had Steve stop by. And just those little, we listen, we love you. It means the world. It really does. It absolutely means the world. So thank you to everybody, again, who came out and supported our shows as we took them out on the road. I did want to talk a little bit about Wisconsin's own Sean Duffy, Todd. Our head of the Department of Transportation, because he's traveled on roads and he's been in planes, I assume. That's pretty much
his. He's also in charge of rockets now.
And rockets, and he can roll logs. So why wouldn't you appoint him the head of the Department of Transportation? This is a really concerning thing that happened, I believe it was yesterday. This is from CBS. SkyWest flight does aggressive maneuver to avoid a B-52 bomber. Oh, this happened Friday night. The pilot of a SkyWest flight told passengers he had to perform an aggressive maneuver to avoid a B-52 that was in flight as he was coming into land in Minot, North Dakota. Apparently, there was an air show going on, or there was the North Dakota State Fair was happening, so the B-52 was doing a flyover over the fair. The air traffic controllers in Minot don't use radar. It's all visual. And I know that this isn't unusual for some airports, but this is a tragedy that was narrowly averted.
Yeah, no, I totally, absolutely, it was a tragedy narrowly averted. I watched the reporting on this morning. CBS, for all of its problems these days, they still have some great reporters, and one of the great reporters is Chris Van Cleve, which is their transportation reporter. And according to their reporting, and look, I'm not disputing, could there be more qualified people than Sean Duffy to be the transportation secretary? Yeah, I think the answer is yes on that. I mean, he was a member of Congress in addition to his reality TV and Fox News stuff. And, you know, he did get both Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johns from Wisconsin voted to confirm him. So that's something. But this thing in North Dakota, it appears, Ken, it's very, very early yet. It appears what happened is, as you said, Jay, there was an air show, just like we were at last week in Oshkosh. Not nearly as big, but a similar air show. The B-52s, or that squadron of B-52s, is based, I don't know, 10, 12, 15 miles away from where this air show is happening. And to your point, Jane, as I understand it, I'm only reporting what other legit reporters have said, that apparently the air traffic controllers at the Minot Airport are from a private company. And so that airport doesn't have its own radar. They rely, whether it's the Air Force's radar 15 miles away or wherever, but it's a private, I think one of the key things is this is a privatized company.
These were contractors.
And these are contractors, and we don't know yet exactly what happened. Again, the keyword, it appears that perhaps the air traffic controller as a contractor made a mistake. Air Force claims it went through the route before the B-52 flew over. The Delta pilot coming out of the Twin Cities going to Minot says everything was copacetic there. Big credit to the pilot of the Delta Airlines flight. According to a passenger, did a major U-turn and looked out the window, and then all you see is ground. I mean, that's how hard it was. That's how quick it tilted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, hard. Yeah, that's the exact word, how hard the tilt was. And so credit to everybody who averted this. But, yeah, I think there are some real questions. And for me, at least, it would be moving forward. I think this is, in my opinion, a reminder that privatization is not always the answer, particularly when it comes to air traffic safety.
Well, and let's just look back when the Trump administration took over in January and how they handled, say, the FAA and our air traffic controllers. And first it was, we got to fire everybody. And now they're like, you're 65. Do you really need to retire already? Why don't you work a couple more years? Come on. Why don't you stay?
When's the last time we heard about the old doggy?
Yeah, doji.
Suddenly you don't hear a lot about that anymore, do you?
No, it's out of favor. It's no longer cool to talk about.
Apparently not.
You know, two things that, on this topic. One, it reminds me, though, of the conversation we had with Dick Napinski last week in Oshkosh, where he did, this is not to... not to say what happened wasn't important or wasn't, it was tragedy averted, but what I didn't know was that air travel has actually been safer over the past 50 years, which is good to know. Unfortunately, we don't talk about that in the press conferences and the press releases, but what's happening with the FAA is a systemic problem that's been also happening for decades as well. And I would like to see Sean Duffy do something about it, because these individuals are still working on pieces of paper and technology that is not technology anymore.
Right.
So, there's a whole, this whole thing in Minot just brings up the conversation again to say what is being done. And to speak to your point, Todd, as well, yeah, the ones who hold the flag for privatization of everything, there's no guarantee that it's going to be better and that's going to save you money. That's the other thing to it. It's going to be better because it's private. It's going to save us money because it's private. That doesn't always shake out that way. No, it doesn't.
No, I agree. And again, I think it's going to be interesting as this moves forward and we learn more about the facts, hopefully, from good reporting out there in South Dakota. I think I was like 6 years old. My parents went through North Dakota up there in Minot. So I don't remember that trip, as it turns out.
Right.
But I think you guys and I, we were in small towns in northern Wisconsin last week, and we heard how, in order to get things done, they just have to kind of come together as a community and rely on one another, because whether you want to, not you, but the general you, whether folks want to, you know, say, well, there's not enough government funding or whatever. It's these individuals just say, hey, we're going to get this done. So I want to know from the folks up in Minot, had they asked for federal funding for air traffic controllers and it was denied by their Republican representatives there and in Congress? Did they just say, hey, this is the best we can do. Air service is important to Minot. We're going to go with private contractors because that's all we can afford. So I think the backstory of this, and then is how is that replicated around the country?
Yep.
That'll be interesting to watch.
Well, and you may, yes, that's, those are very good points, Todd. And I also think it's important. I mean, Kristi Noem did say, when they were trying to divert attention from another plane incident that had happened, that they're in the process of upgrading these systems, which, as you said, have been kind of neglected for a very, very long time. Our government has done all kinds of kicking the cans down the road in all kinds of different areas. And this would be one of them.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's why, in my opinion, when the Biden administration and Pete Buttigieg as transportation secretary worked in a bipartisan fashion to get that transportation funding bill, that infrastructure bill, it truly was historic because it was taking on particularly bridges and roads, but also airports and aging infrastructure. I mean, Jane, you've been to Europe more than any of the three of us on this panel. You can speak to when you go to Europe. Transportation, is, as I understand it, is quite a ways ahead of what we have here in the U.S. because they invest in it.
Oh, absolutely.
Is that the case?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And they don't see it as a controversial topic.
No.
Like, there's nothing, this is not a 24-hour news cycle story that would be overseas. It'd be like, they're going to extend the travel. Like, they're going to make it easier to travel. That sounds like a good thing. It's good for tourism, good for business, but we here have to make it about, well, don't you want to buy a car?
Yeah.
What about cars, everybody? Cars need to be cars. Jenny on the live stream says, privatization solves nothing, often making the problem worse. Need I remind everyone of the DOT emission/plate renewal process in Wisconsin? Awful. And during the Walker administration, they closed down all of those centers and they made it that private businesses could do emissions testing. And I will say,
that's right.
The last few times I've had to do emission testings, I'll go on a website. There is actually a website that gives you a very up-to-date listing of those who do it, but they would say on their website, yeah, we do emissions testing. You call them, yeah, we don't do that. Or our machine is broken. It's very, yeah. Privatization is not the guaranteed answer.
I'm really curious, because I've never lived in Milwaukee or in southeast Wisconsin. Is that like a certain county region where you have to do emission testing? Because, like, we don't have that here. In
really?
Or anywhere in
it must be
Wisconsin.
Milwaukee County, then. No.
That's interesting. I thought it was just every couple of years you have to do it.
Calvin?
Nope. I've never done an emissions test.
I think it's by county, because I know when I was in high school, I know in Waukesha County you have to do it, and then in Jefferson County I don't think you do, because we license an old car we didn't think would pass at my grandparents' house in Jefferson County.
Wow.
Calvin taking it to the man. Yeah. There you go. I love it.
Yeah, I did not know that. I thought that was a countrywide thing.
So
I thought
we all
just got emissions testing. But yeah, that was one of the, at first I'm like, yeah, this seems like a good move. And then every time I would call, they would say, yeah, we don't do that, or it's broken, or it's not today, or
yeah,
it's not convenient.
And I was just going to say, now it's hard to find places that do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, it used to be a Department of Transportation job.
Yeah.
That's what they did. And, yes, and then they contracted it out. And, not necessarily the answer for everything.
There's a website if you're looking for it. If you need to get emissions testing in Wisconsin where they require it, I'm learning something new every day. WisconsinVIP2.org. It gives you an up-to-the-date listing of those places that do emissions testings.
We are going to continue our conversation with Todd Alba. All of a sudden, the Department of Justice wants to talk to a potential witness about Jeffrey Epstein. Huh. Things that make you go, on the other side. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvinator on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up later on today with Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6. She is joined throughout the 4 o'clock hour by a friend of the show, the wonderful Angela Lang.
Oh, Angela is incredible. A gift.
Yeah, she's incredible. So join Maggie today for her show, 4 to 6 p.m. across the network. Our guest, Todd Alba, also has a program on Civic Media, 2 to 4 across the network. What you got coming up today on the show, Todd Alba? You do have a show at 2 o'clock, by the way, just so you know.
Do I? Do I? Okay, well, you do. I'm glad to know that. Like Colbert, always looking over my shoulder, but I guess I still have a show for now. Today we're going to, actually, it's a really important topic. I didn't know this until I found out from our friends over at WisconsinWatch.org, a great media site and publication here based in Wisconsin, Wisconsin Watch. They did a story on senior death by suicide increases over the last couple of years. I didn't know that this was a thing, to use the vernacular of the Matt and Air show, the Matt and Air on Air, but it is a thing, and it's a really important thing, and it's gone under-talked about and under-reported. So the folks over at Wisconsin Watcher did a great article on this. We're going to have one of their great reporters on and to talk about that. And then we'll do some goofiness in hour two with a little What's Worse. I believe it's a breakfast edition today.
Oh, excellent.
It's pancakes or waffles. What's Worse. Yeah.
Oh, he's already, Greg's already stuck.
Greg has feelings.
He's been thinking about that for a while.
You lost me. You lost me at sweet breakfast. Goodbye.
Oh, all right. I wanted to talk a little bit, we don't have a whole lot of time left, about now it seems like Ghislaine Maxwell, well, the Trump Department of Justice just can't wait to talk to her, Todd.
Yeah, it's really fascinating. Here's my whole kind of bottom line on this little Epstein thing. Guilty people don't fight evidence being released. Innocent people don't fight evidence being released. And so if Trump really had nothing to hide, he'd be all over this, in my opinion, and say, let it go. Yeah. I let those other
release
suckers
him.
Blow in the wind. Yeah. So I find that fascinating. We've already heard him on tape during the 2016 election saying that he'd grab women inappropriately by their genitals, and he didn't care about it. And quote unquote, they let you do it when you're a star. So we know he has no regard for women and inappropriate behavior. So there's a lot of evidence that we've already seen and known in the public. And I think this is as tragic and as serious and as terrible as the alleged sexual assaults are, this whole thing of young girls. I think politically, Trump really has himself in a problem place here, because his base believed this was the basis, the impetus for overlooking all the other bad stuff that Trump had done and allegedly done. Yep. It was like, yes, he's imperfect. Yes, but he's going to get to the bottom of this. He's going to release the names of the pedophiles. He's going to, and this is the whole QAnon. This is what QAnon was largely based on. Mm-hmm. And now there's a chink in the armor. And Trump doesn't know where to turn, and that's, in my opinion, why you're hearing all this goofiness about he's going to arrest Obama. He's going after Obama, or he's going after Biden again.
Right.
I mean, the list goes – oh, and by the way, I have to give him credit on this one. There is a new Coca-Cola product with sugar cane coming out, which I actually am happy about that. But yet another shiny object for
squirrels.
Distraction.
There's squirrels.
And I think – yeah. Exactly. And I think that's why all of this is going on, because he's trying to divert his base away from what they wanted. And they said, this is why we're willing to look past all of Trump's stupidity and support this guy.
I just feel, and we spoke about this before we got on air, that if this leads to a pardon or some sort of dismissal of charges, I do not know. And I say this, I don't know what the reaction will be, simply because we, of course, have people on the right who are saying this is unacceptable, up to Kash Patel and Dan Bongino. And social media influencers saying they're upset. But you also have a group of people like Charlie Kirk and Ben Shapiro and others who are saying, that's not that big of a deal.
Nothing to see.
We need to move on.
Well, and I found this morning. The program is called Washington Journal, and I believe it airs only in D.C., But host John McArdle opened up the phone lines to ask Republicans if they want to see more Epstein files released. Does the Epstein files story matter to you? Woman calls in from Virginia and says, no, it does not matter to me. What matters to me are the lies the Democrats are putting out. I honestly believe if anybody's on the Epstein list, it's probably a lot of them and Republicans. Here's what stood out to me. Because you know it's human nature, even when children are used. I was abused when I was 3 for the first time, so I know what it is to have to deal with that all your life. I'm now 74. That's just human nature to sexually abuse children. That I don't think she is alone in that kind of reasoning. That's terrifying.
Yeah, I don't know what that woman went through or didn't go through, but there's a lot going on there. I just think that here's the other tragic thing, right? In my opinion, you guys agree, disagree. I think all those files, all the actual evidence is gone, destroyed. Digitally, paper-wise, I think that Trump and Pam Bondi have made sure
and Bill Barr.
All that is gone.
And Bill Barr.
Yeah, I think that's all. So we're probably never going to get to the actual truth, and these things are probably never going to be released. I think that's the reality.
Yeah.
Todd Alba hosts the Todd Alba Show from 2 to 4 across the Civic Media Network. Thank you, my friend, for taking some time out for us. We will be listening at 2 o'clock.
Thank you, guys.
Stay with us. We got news coming up next. You are listening to Matinee on Air, coming to you across the vast, statewide, countrywide, global on the app, baby, Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.